According to a St. Martin's year-end report, the destination saw quite a jump in their number of cruise visitors last year. Following the devastation of the recent storms Irma and Matthew, many Caribbean cruise ports have been working their way towards regrowth, and they're actually seeing light at the end of the tunnel. St. Martin's 2018 saw an increase of 29% compared to 2017. The cruise port of St. Martin was closed for 2 months after the 2017 hurricane season. And everyone's favorite Carnival Cruise Line cat took his mischief to new heights yesterday. The Cat in the Hat got to ride along with Carnival's Choose Fun airship as it touched down in Santa Monica. The signature blimp is making the rounds around California in preparation for the Long Beach-based ship Carnival Panorama. And if you spot the airship, take a picture of it and put it on social media with the hashtag ChooseFun. Carnival will make a donation to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Carnival Panorama will make her debut sailing out of Long Beach, California this December. And finally, Royal Caribbean Blog is reporting that Royal Caribbean's mobile app was updated to include Vision of the Seas in its list of supported ships. The app allows cruising guests to check in, see their daily activities, plan dining and shore excursions, and view their onboard expense account. 8 Royal Caribbean ships are currently supported right now, but they are slowly adding more as they make their way through the development process. Those ships supported Independence, Liberty, Majesty, Mariner, Oasis, Serenade, Symphony, and most recently, Vision of the Seas. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.